Hello, lovely hogs. Andrew here, and we are so excited to bring Trusty Hogs Live all over the world. Yes, as you listen to this, we have one date left in Australia at the Sydney Factory Theatre. That is on the 27th of April. And then we are back in the Northern Hemisphere with Dublin. Yes, we are so excited to come to Ireland for the first time. We're bringing Trusty Hogs Live to the Laughter Lounge on the 4th of June. Tuesday the 4th of June in Dublin, there's going to be an Irish history lecture from Heather. There's going to be drunken karaoke. There's going to be problem solving. All sorts of chaos. All the usual. It is not to be missed. Make sure you get your tickets early because we are expecting to sell out. TrustyHogs.com/tour for all the tickets and info. That's Dublin on the 4th of June. Then we are into July with Bristol, Brighton, Edinburgh in August, London at the Clapham Grand on the 16th of October, and then we close out our tour in Manchester on the 6th of November. So make sure you go to TrustyHogs.com/tour. Get your tickets quick because some of these are already sold out. Some of them are very nearly there, and we cannot wait to see you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfuckers. We're going on tour! Trusty Hogs are going on the road. Road Hogs is coming to you, provided that you live very specifically in Manchester, Brighton, Edinburgh,
Bristol,
no, Dublin, Bristol, Leicester, or
London.
So get your tickets and we'll see you there. TrustyHogs.com, is it?
Yes. Vroom, vroom, beep, beep, motherfuckers.
I will not apologize. Hello, it's episode 117 of Trusty Hogs, and theoretically, Helen Bauer is currently sprawled on a beach in Mexico, about which I'm fucking furious. Don't talk, I'm still talking. And we are going to pretend like it's not something that we pre-recorded, and yet it is. So here's the thing, she's in Mexico.
Buenos
dias. Having a whale of a time. And I'm not. I'm in cold fucking London with you. So I just want you to know I'm on your team. I see you. I hope you're okay. Now holiday vibes, in you come.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estás? Muy bien. Yo soy un
okay.
Hombre.
Through the fog, step forth the trusty hogs. Yeah, you're gonna give them your problems and they will solve them. Or maybe they won't. Your problem, they'll have guests and Andrew White on the tech. Oh, it's Helen and Catherine as the trusty hogs. Trust the trusty hogs, or maybe not.
You're on holiday right now. I'm so jealous. I'll bet you're gonna be having the best.
Honestly,
have you made lots of plans for it?
Yes, oh. I actually. Like, you know when you like make busy work where you've actually got work to do, but you're just like, I'm going to create these jobs. Your whole life is busy work. Why did I ask you that?
Yeah, I was like, yes.
I need to color code or nothing will ever happen.
This morning I made a grid of my to-do list. A grid. Just do one thing off your fucking to-do list. I'll put it in a different format. The way it is right now is the issue.
Well, and who?
What? There's a health section. Health. I'm waiting to hear from an ENT specialist. That's
on
my to-do list.
Ear, nose and throat.
Yeah.
Is that to do with the sausage? No, the sausage was me, but like, are you worried about it?
Did you just get confused between which of us had a sausage? No, it didn't spook me. My point is, it's crazy to have a health second. It's mad that you just thought that I had a sausage in my nose and that happened
to you. But I thought maybe I spooked you enough.
No. I've got my own stuff going on, actually. I have a life when we're not together. Do you know that?
I find it really hard to accept
in my
that.
Head, I feel like when you think when you walk out of the room, I just freeze.
Oh.
No, I'm doing stuff the whole time.
I know you're like washing and things.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And seeing people.
Changing your hair.
Yeah. Well, what? I mean, I don't change my
gigging.
Hair. By the way, don't you think I finally figured out what the fuck's going on with this curl situation?
Your hair always looks immaculate. Like, there's
no,
just
you're
no,
nice.
I'm not,
no,
I'm
you're
not,
nice.
Honestly.
But I feel like
every
I finally
single time
figured
you're like,
it
I finally
out.
Figured something out. I'm like, it still looks perfect.
No, but there's this girl called Curly Karen, I think, or Wavy Karen. And she's a redhead with red hair, of course she is. And it's an unfortunate name, obviously, culturally, as we speak. But girls' videos on how, it doesn't matter what product you're using, my love, it matters how you're using it. Anyway, I feel like I finally nailed it. That's my news. I know you're going on holiday. Let's hear more about Mexico. Oh, the food's gonna be so nice.
I'm going to
so
be
jealous.
There. Like when, oh my God.
Helen, what if you die in Mexico or on the flight back? I hope you don't, fingers crossed.
What the fuck is this?
But I hope you don't, obviously. But if you do, one, can I have your money? And two, can I have your money? And two, three.
For anyone who can't pick that up, that's can I have your money?
And three, can I though? And four though, which one we do with podcast?
If I die?
Yeah, is it okay if I...
Do I not get to like do a quick mourning period quickly on the pod? Like, just give me a minute. So you're saying, your question is, not like, have you booked in for the Frida Kahlo house? What food are you most excited to try?
No, it's like,
are
you
ready to get away
insurance?
And get some vitamin D? No, but that is on my list.
You
that is on my
it.
List.
I use
that
Avanti.
Is actually on
it's
my
list. It's
very
quick to do Avanti on the website.
Yes. What's... No. What?
That's an travel insurance.
I use the Meerkats.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
So I know I need to get travel insurance, but you just need to get that before you get on the flights. That's fine. And then so you don't want to know any of that. You just want to know if I die on flight.
Well, just if you die while you're away, what would you want me to do with the podcast? Obviously, I'd have an episode dedicated to you.
But so, yeah, I would like a... But if I died in a plane crash?
I just don't want to pivot into one of those like investigative pieces where I have to talk about you every single week.
No, and also we'll know why I died. Like, there's it, like... If it, like, if I've eaten something or like I've put a tablet in the wrong hole or something, like,
yeah,
we'd all be
right.
like, oh, yeah, oh, she choked on a sausage.
It's a shock,
like,
it didn't happen earlier.
Yeah. It's a miracle she made it to 32. Yeah. Like, that sort of stuff. But, like, I would, like, I mean, do you not think, like, an episode dedicated to me in, like, a month of silence? Like, a period of mourning?
A month of silence?
That
a period of
any
mourning.
Way to honour Helen Bauer. So
no, I agree. What she'd have wanted is for everyone to contribute to the Patreon.
No. Okay, if I die and Catherine or Andrew plug Patreon in my in memoriam episode, I am telling you now
for
to
the
leave
flowers.
This podcast.
She wanted nice flowers.
Oh, Catherine, imagine that Patreon split two ways.
You fucks! Also, just because anyone's wondering, they're maniacally laughing to the point that Andrew's eyes aren't even opening fully. So I've died in a plane crash. You split the Patreon two ways immediately. Is that your first port of call? My body's in the Bermuda Triangle. Are we going to try and get that home?
Oh, come on. They're not going to be able
and
to get
And my money's going
home.
To the seal sanctuary in Cornwall.
No, it's not.
It is. Marianne, my little sister is in charge of every penny I've ever earned, and she can give it all to the seals that she wants.
Is she actually?
Them and the monkeys that
Helen,
are from the L'Oreal
talk about
factory.
This. Let's talk it through.
I don't have a will. Why would I know? I don't have a will.
Get a will, first
Do
of all.
Do you have a will?
Of course I have a will.
You're 35. You have a will?
Of course I have a will.
With a lawyer and everything?
Via my financial advisor. It's how I got my pension. We're self-employed.
Don't, you're saying that like I'm the
We're
freak here for not having one. You're saying it like I'm the freak.
We are self-employed.
I know that.
So of course
not
I'm
very
gonna...
successful.
No, of course. But that's why I had to get some... I had to ask somebody about a pension. And while I was there, he was like, do you want a will? And I was like, yeah.
But not to be this person, but you hire a financial advisor. Do you pay them?
No, God, no. You only pay them if you're actually using services that cost money. So I paid to have my will certified, or whatever the word is, signed by a
But can't
legal.
You just buy a pack in like the post office about your
Absolutely.
Will?
Absolutely. You can do it through the co-op. You can do it through British Heart Foundation. You can totally do it online.
Can't you just like write it on a piece of paper? I swear I've seen films, right?
I don't know if that's binding.
Oh, if I put blood on it or something.
I don't know if that's...
If I write it in blood. I feel like I've seen that in the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes people get wills written up. Like, I don't think that's like crazy bougie to
Side
be like.
Note, do you not think that'd be a really fun premise for a film? Like, a woman writes her own will, but she doesn't want to pay the legal fees. So she writes it in her own blood, but she bleeds out and dies halfway through it before she gets to finish writing the name. So you just see the first initial, and they've got to figure out who it is.
Is it a film?
I'd say that's a film.
It's a film.
It's not a TV
like,
show.
It feels like a sketch.
It feels like a HBO
it
like
feels
long
like a
form
sketch.
Document.
You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. Sorry to say it. Sorry to say it.
When did you write your will? That feels very morbid.
During lockdown, probably.
Oh, yeah. You were going through a bit of a morbid
phase. I was having a whole thing.
Yeah, you really were.
Yeah.
Damn. So when we were doing Giglist, you'd like done your will maybe that day. And then you'd go online and go, what's up?
But I mean, when we were doing Giglist, I was having like the biggest breakup I've had in my lifetime. I'd spend the entire day weeping and then be like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, like obviously, yeah. I was
So you've done like assets or is it just money?
I don't have any assets.
About to say assets. Well, what, that nice drinks cabinet you've got.
They don't get into like...
Your dressing table.
Your petty little bits. They don't get into that. They only get into like property. As in at the level that I'm doing it, they're not getting into all that. I don't have enough of a big enough assets for that to be. It's just like the money I'm saving towards a house deposit. Who's that going to?
Who is it going to? Is it? No, it's not me, is it? because I'm going to give it to the seals. So.
Are you fucking? I would give you some of mine if you. Come on.
No. Do you
nothing
want some
for Catherine?
Well, you know what do you want?
Nothing
Sunil?
For Catherine. I'll take Sunil.
You have Sunil.
I'll take Sunil. Yeah.
You can take him
he's
for his walks.
He's an investment portfolio, in my opinion.
Oh my god! Yes, of course.
Yeah. I'll take Sunil.
You know his business acumen, which by the way is not a man. It's like it's a thing.
No, I know.
I know. I just learned that recently.
Acumen.
Yeah. I thought it was like an actuarial man, like an accounting man or something like that. An acumen. Okay. And you could get an acuwoman. But it's an acumen. It's a different thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've forgotten the exact definition, but you can Google it. Catherine, just to go back to what you're saying. I would like a memorial podcast, a monthly silence.
No.
And then I guess you could find a co-host, but I'd imagine it'd be too hard for you to come in here. Like, there's like pictures of me everywhere, like memories of me. I know Andrew wouldn't want to keep going.
Sorry, I just thought about who I'd get as a co-host. Sorry, I got lost.
Go on. Go on. I genuinely want to know.
It'd be funny to go back to the OG Giggler's line.
You are fucking mental. There's so much context to that that I'm not even going to give.
Are they free?
I'm not even going to give it. You have to be there from the beginning of our online gig during lockdown to even get that reference. You can have a co-host, but you have to wait a month. And also, like, we have to, like, maybe a Trusty Hogs live event, like a funeral sort of a thing.
Oh, a live funeral.
I mean, I don't want like a massive funeral, but like, let's do like a memorial service.
We could stream it.
Yeah. And don't book a whole lineup. Like,
what should I sing at the end?
You're singing.
Shouldn't I, in honor?
Oh my God. Yes, I'd love that. Simply the best by Tina Turner, probably.
Simply the best. I could do that. I'll take my top off.
Amazing. And Andrew, obviously, I know him so well. From Chess Musical, you're doing both parts.
But I was thinking that's going to be quite sad. Not
ideally,
you
would be crying, yeah.
To do it with me, yeah.
But yeah, I want people to
I could
sad.
Just leave your bits in silence whilst I cry.
Andrew, I've died in a plane crash.
Okay.
No, you have to do them. And then when you cry too much, I'll say things like, grow up!
Nice, nice. Okay.
Oh. Pull yourself together. Are you a man?
Come on, Michael. You could cry a bit.
Imagine getting emasculated for not singing I Know Him So Well strongly enough.
So you thought of things that can only happen at my memorial.
Yeah.
Wait, but you don't want me to die, do you? You want me to have a happy holiday?
No, gosh, no. I'm not going to give your money. Of course not. No. No, listen.
But if you die, what am I? Do you want me to keep going with the podcast?
I have no doubt that you would.
I don't think I'd want to.
That you would not get or need a co-host, and it would be borderline the same podcast.
Had not thought about that.
It would make minimal difference. And
can I just hire in a redhead?
And no, well, you'd have Penelope on loads.
Yes,
to try to talk to me.
We must get her in this year.
You'd be having mediums in to try to talk to me. And
you know me better than I know myself.
Yeah, and you wouldn't stay for the whole funeral because those things bring you down.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
I find funerals very upsetting. They're very upsetting
for
me.
Just gonna go for a cigarette.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's creepy, actually. I did not realise I'd be doing that, but that's exactly what I would do.
Spot on, right?
I'd miss you, though.
Oh, listen, same. Don't cry.
Oh, God.
Don't cry. Oh, my God. You did do therapy today. Get it together. Die. Don't cry. I won't, probably.
You
not
won't.
Right now.
No, we've got so much to do together. And
we
I
do.
Love
we've
you
got
so
a lot
much.
On.
And I do
lot
think
on.
You're magic.
Same. Oh, my God. Maybe I should threaten you with my own deaths more often. You're so sweet now.
Because you're beautiful.
Oh.
And everything you do is amazing. None of us die, okay?
Okay, fine.
Okay.
Packed?
So, yeah, I'm going to Mexico. Haven't got the suitcase out yet.
What?
No, it's downstairs in a basement somewhere, but I need to put a neon sign down there so I can swap them over. It'll be fine.
Are you joking?
No, because we've lost hat for basement, so it's just a bit of a nightmare at the moment. I got a hat with a light on the front of it, like a woolly hat, with the lights when you look around, because we can't get light in the basement.
Right.
But we lost basement hats, so we don't really know what to do at the moment.
Okay. Do you want my packing list? I have a packing list I keep on my phone just for all different types of holidays. And if it's like winter, sun, weekend. And then
I love you, but you are a freak.
I never forget anything.
How would you have a packing list for Mexico? You've never been.
Okay, but most sun holidays involve the same things.
Do you actually have it on you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Can I see the packing list for a weekend comedy club in the UK?
Okay.
Winter edition.
The weekends are pretty much the same. Where's my packing
list? Let's hear it.
I cannot believe that someone would have this typed up on their phone.
Not even Catherine.
No. The person who this I would... feels even more like this feels too far for her.
No, if someone said to me, who has a packing list pre-prepared on their phone, I'd go, Catherine Bohart.
Keys, wallet, passport, phone, laptop, charger, phone, charger, adapters, should it be out of the country?
Adapters, I need to remember that. Write that down, Andrew.
shall I go on?
Yeah.
Makeup remover, exercise gear.
Makeup remover, I always forget that one. But I'm not going to wear makeup, am I?
Exercise gear.
Okay. Swimsuit.
Outfits to perform in. Obviously, there'd be a swimsuit if I was going abroad. And if I was going abroad, I'd also have SPF and after sun. I'd also have antihistamines for heat rash. Yes. I'd also have anti-bug stuff.
Anti-san and D, I've got that.
Catherine can just forward you this list.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Catherine, thank you. Yoga mat. If you
shampoo,
say yoga mat, I'm going to walk out.
Conditioner, face wash.
Yeah.
Toner, moisturizer. Hair clips, hair brush.
Okay, right. We're on holiday. We're having a break.
Pants, socks. Don't you need any curl products? Any hair products if you're going away?
Look, see, seawater just
curls
it nicely.
Surely a leave-in conditioner for the heat so your hair doesn't get dried out.
Okay.
I sometimes forget to bring a spare pair of pants to a weekend.
Very gross, Andrew. That has never happened to me. I wouldn't need the list to remember a spare pair of pants. What's wrong with you?
And always take an extra pair because of all the times you shit yourself, am I right? The amount of times I've packed like two extra pairs, why am I doing this? Like, I'm really not shitting myself like this.
What?
And then one time I got close to shit myself, I pulled them down technically. Like, you know what I mean?
This made me feel the most straight man I've ever felt. I sometimes just get in the car and go and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm staying away. I forgot about that. Oh, well.
What the fuck?
I'll go to a Primark and get some pants or something.
Toothbrush, toothpaste, retainer if you need one.
Don't have a retainer.
Medicines?
Yes.
For your mental health?
Yes. And actually, you'd be really proud of me. This is actually not funny. But like, you know when like, so like I was like, oh shit, I don't have enough. My repeat prescription won't come in. But like, I need to get them now because I'm going away for like 12 days. And it wasn't available on I've got like the NHS app set up for the repeat prescription. And it wasn't there. So I was like, oh, shit. So I called the doctors and I went, oh, like, it's not come up. Like, it's usually there. Maybe I need to talk to the doctor, but like, I really need to get a hold of it because I'm going away on Wednesday evening. And they were like, oh, okay. We'll get the pharmacist to call you back before 5. I was like, great. Pharmacist called me up. I'm trying to like have this phone. Obviously, you've got to discuss your mental health. As I'm doing that, I'm in a pub with Alison Spittle, Red Richardson and Sunil Patel. So I try and take the phone call outside. I go outside. Bobby Mayer's there going, hi, Helen. I'm not now. And then they did that thing where like, you know, you have to fill in questionnaires to get repeat prescriptions sometimes about your mental health. And it's like, but it's all phrased within the last 2 weeks. And it's like, in the last 2 weeks, you haven't. I was like, and then when I got back on the phone with the pharmacist after filling it out, I was like, just to check, you cannot get people to fill out this form 2 weeks after Christmas. Like, have you felt stressed or close to ending your life? Oh, I've been with my family. Like, everything is so much more extreme because all I'm doing framing
this
over Christmas.
This isn't really very funny.
It's fucked up.
It's quite dark.
But the prescription is available now for pickup and I'm going to get it tomorrow morning.
Okay, ready?
And Francis has bought anti-san.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
You are going on a sun holiday, so may I add in a sun hat or a cap of any kind?
Yes.
Do you use anything? I get thigh rub in the heat. Do you use anything for that?
No, my thighs don't rub together. I've got thigh gap.
Okay. What about a bag?
Do you imagine not having thigh gap in 2024?
A bag?
I wear little shorts.
A bag for when you go out for the day, like not just a backpack, but just like, do you like bring a handbag or a bum bag or anything like that for
evening?
I have
a bum bag,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, great.
Doesn't fit around my bum, put it between my teeth.
Is it all you can eat? Is it like buffet, whatever?
No, okay, well, one of the hotels is, yeah.
Do you want to bring a little lunch box so you can bring your lunch for the day as well from the breakfast buffet?
Yes.
I usually bring a little
lunch. Well, that's the thing. That makes total sense because I always do that. But we're like only in like an all-inclusive for 2 days right at the end.
It just never hurts to have a lunchbox anyway because you might just bring stuff from the flat out for the day. And it's just like, I never
think
it's bad.
I took a lunchbox.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, it's smart.
Hair ties for when you're swimming. Do you need goggles of any variety?
Yes, I have. I own goggles.
Yeah. Jewellery for your nights out?
I have earrings.
Okay. And then obviously like shoes, socks, pants, clothes for your trips and Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, you did not need a list for that.
Okay, but it just means I never forget anything. And also, the things that matter are the ones that you didn't have, not the ones that you do have.
That's true, actually.
And there was enough of them for me to be like, yikes.
Do you want to come over and pack for Mexico for me?
No, I just told you what to pack.
I got a hot pink swimsuit. I bought it online the other day.
That sounds great. Where's it from?
It is really good. It's from ASOS Curve, but it has no boob support. It's like sometimes they do like fat girl clothes for like, but they forget that lots of us have like massive titties. Yeah. So it's going to be like, I'm going to look like so cute and Barbie, but fuck me, when I'm swimming, those boobs are going around my back. Like, just picture me doing breaststroke, one wave comes and my tits just go, we're out. And luckily I'm just with Francis. So like, you know, they'll just come over and just like tuck her back in underneath. Like,
oh, I would just enjoy the show.
Nipples out. Oh, it's going to be so good. I booked for like, so the day we land, like obviously landing super early, you've got to stay awake. But like, I've researched like neighborhoods to walk around, like all these amazing markets.
Nice.
Like booked in I think there's only two museums we had to book in advance. I booked those.
Frida Kahlo
and Museum de Anthropologica.
Do you have books packed?
Yes. Well, I've got one and then I'm going to buy one at the airport.
Notebook and pens?
Because I always have a notebook and pen on me. Like that would just be a given. Yeah. And then, but things like shower gel, they just have that in hotels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like after sun, I think it's a con. Is it not a con? Is it a con? It feels like it's moisturiser just priced up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Not really.
I don't know.
Are you bringing moisturiser?
I've read the beauty myth, so I see through all this bullshit. I see through the bullshit that fucking society is, even though I spent £131 on IPL.
I was going to say, are we going to go talk about the laser machine or are we good?
I've got a couple of, luckily, books from people who listen to the podcast.
Gorgeous. How nice. What are you bringing to read?
I'm taking with me, one called Duck Soup or Duck Lane or something.
Duck Root. Right, fabulous.
Thank you to the Leith Press people.
Nice.
And another one, which has got numbers in it.
I'm reading Burnt Sugar at the moment and I really
What's that about?
It's a relationship between a mother-daughter.
Oh, here we go.
Depending on whose version of events you trust, the mother may or may not be losing her memory is the sense I'm getting from the book so far. Really good.
Burnt Sugar.
Really good.
Oh, I'll add that to my list.
And the first line is like incredibly searing and cutting and like unloving towards her mother. And you're like, okay, this is a human person writing this rather than like... It's just not a fanciful version of
Mother. Okay, no, I love that. I love that. Like, not the overly romanticized. Like,
it's really
your mum is your best friend at the end of it.
Strong recommend.
Like, she's not. Like, yeah.
Strong recommend.
My best friend's my best friend.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check that out.
And
it's Gwyneth and Francis and Emma Black and Catherine Bohart.
Oh, I'll take it. I'm in. Finally in there.
Emma right here.
No, because you're... You know what? You can't win. You can't win in this life. There's always a gay person with a problem. And it's a fucking nightmare.
Helen, if there weren't gay persons with problems, we wouldn't have a podcast.
Amen.
It's a minefield. It's a fucking minefield.
Amen.
You're all my best friends. Everyone's my best friend, including my mother. Are you happy now? Let's bring on our guest. She's brilliant. She's so funny. You're going to love her. It's Alison June Smith. Fuck this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bohart and I'm going to the Soho Theatre in London for 2 weeks in March. Now, wouldn't it be convenient if they were back to back and I could just tell you the dates? Of course it would. They're not. The first one begins the week commencing the 4th of March and the second one, after a week's break, begins the week commencing the 18th of March. So, early March, late March, where will I be? Soho Theatre, my loves. And I'd love to see you there. The tickets I haven't sold necessarily as fast as I'd like them to. But listen, there are some available. And I'll be there doing my goddamn best with my new show. That's the debut of my new show. So please come. I'd be thrilled to have you in the audience. The show is called Again With Feelings. And the earlier you buy your tickets at Soho, the less expensive they are. Thank you so much.
It's me, Helen Bauer from Disney Hogs. Want to say I'm doing my show one last time in the UK at the Earth in Hackney in London on March 2nd. It's a double bill with Olga Koch. You can see both of us. You can see one of us. Come for the whole night. You've got like a little break in between us to go get some food. It's going to be magical. It's going to be sexy. And I'd love to see you there. Thank you.
a woman by her man. But sorry, you just walked in here with a rock on your hand. Aww. Excuse me, are you engaged? You little ingenue?
Yeah. I got engaged. Look, Danny Sutcliffe, my boyfriend and comedian.
I love that you full named your BF. And now fiancé.
Yeah, now fiancé. It's so weird because I'm so used to saying boyfriend, because people used to be like, what are you going to say, boyfriend forever? I was like, yeah, because I am not fussed with marriage. I honestly, it was never something, I've never daydreamed of like the day in the dress. No. I genuinely not. And so we went together 10 years, and he's like, look, do you want to? And I was
10 years? Wait, hang on. 10? You can't just skip over the details. 10 years?
Yeah.
When does he propose?
Like September, he proposed.
How'd you do it?
Well, we were just in the house, and I had come back. I think I had been away in Canada for a while, and I think I came back, and he's like, oh, my God, I love you so much.
Never
you're
leave.
Away. And so he was like, just got down on his knee and was like, will you marry me? And it was like just a moment, and I was like, yeah. And then, like, it's interesting because you don't think there's going to be, it's so lame, but, like, I was like, the thing is, I go, yeah, yes, yes, we're already married, but yes.
Yeah.
I go, but let's not announce it until we're in a position where, like, we can get a ring. Because I got to tell you, it never dawned on me, but as a woman, the moment you say you're engaged, people just, like, look at your hand, look at your
hand. That is so true. I literally just did that.
I never even thought of it until I was like, oh, my God, I can't say I'm engaged. And, even though I don't believe in any of this, really, but still.
I love that you don't believe in it, but you've got a fuck-off rock that is, like, honestly, if you're listening to this, it's so funny to hear what she's saying, but look at the ring. It's like, I don't even believe in it, but if I'm gonna believe in it, I'm gonna believe in it fucking big time.
Yeah. It's literally the Diana Kate Middleton ring without fucking around with the blue. It's just full diamonds.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Well, I got it in Canada because the pound takes me further over there, guys. So nice. I still got a deal. Yes. It was on sale. Look at how romantic am I?
So romantic. I'll be getting my own ring in a different country without you. I'll send you the bill.
Yeah, I literally was like, I found it. He's like, okay. I was like, great. Done.
I think that is so romantic.
And then I got back, and then it was like, okay, let's wait. We were just busy, and I was, you know, gigging and tired. And then I got back on New Year's after my gig, and I was like, oh, wait, my makeup's done, my nails are done. I was like, should we do the announcement now? And he's like, he just looked at me and goes, you really stitched me up on this one, didn't you? He's like, can I at least change my shirt? I was like, okay, but hurry, I'm ready.
We're losing the light. Yeah. We're losing the light. So,
yeah. I love this. You got your nails done. You were like, it'll just make sense to me right now.
Right now, yeah. I was like, this
That's
is perfect.
So funny. Stop.
Yeah. And did you do like a big post, like a collab post?
No, I just did. We took a picture and I said, we did a thing. And I just put my hand up and then just left it at that.
That's very heterosexual of you. May I?
Yeah,
may
we I? We did a thing.
We did a thing.
Bam.
Hand up. Yeah. I wish one time somebody meant fingering. Or butt stuff.
That's always what it means really deep down
Fisting.
Inside. That's how you earn it, right?
Yeah. Could you imagine having shit all over your fingers and then the ring on the head?
There's a lot of diamonds, guys. Like, it's been 10 years. Like, I got it. I earned it. We're very in love.
Wow, that's
We're
so very beautiful.
Finally, he got down on his knees. Am I right? That's very nice. Yeah, that's very nice.
That's sweet. So I love you, babes. And I think that's nice. That's my first big public little chat.
I love the idea
that he
might be listening to this. But truly, I don't think a man has ever made it through a whole episode.
But
I just can't fathom it.
My man's special. He is like,
is he? Did you find a good straight man?
Yeah.
How?
Do you want? And I have proof.
Go
are you
on.
Ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Ready.
He watches the Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
That's a good sign.
Yes. He used to come home from school. He said when he was younger, he's a little bit younger than me too. Always do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then you get a bit more youth. You can suck it like an energy vampire. I get a little bit of youth from him, right?
Lovely.
Like, it's like, woo!
Well, I'm very little, so I guess I'll be at secondary school.
Well, you know. Oh,
yeah. I'm in my notes on a scandal era. If I say era, it makes it sexy and not creepy.
I don't support this.
I'm Kate Blanchett. Which island am I going to?
We did a thing. It's a crime.
Yeah. Covered in shit with a geography textbook in the background. We did a thing.
Stop ruining this lovely story.
I'm so sorry.
No way, I love it.
No.
Okay, so he watches the Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, so he came home from school one day and he started watching and he's like, oh, I don't even know. And then at the end he was
like,
sorry,
is he a teacher?
No, this was like
back in the day.
Yeah, okay, sorry, it was a memory. I was just like, no, if he's actually in school, I do think we should pause the podcast.
We need to cut that. Can we edit?
You've been together 10 years, did you say?
Sorry, no, can we just celebrate love? Can we just celebrate love?
At first he was like, oh, I don't know. And then like near the, he was like, then after a while, I was like, it's just that, you know, the relationship that they have is really special. Like he, yeah, that's
he's
my,
in.
Yeah. And I knew he was the one for me when I realized like, he loves my parents.
Oh, that is rare and special.
And even I have a hard time doing that. Often.
I was about to say, like more than you do.
Hard. Yeah, like he's wow. in, like he is committed. And I remember looking aww. At him one day, like, you know, because we've gone through some stuff and he's there and present. And like, he's like, I love them. Like, I care about them. And I was like,
oh. Okay, wow. Is he an Englishman?
Yes. He's Mancunian.
Who? What? Okay, a Northerner.
A good Northerner.
I gotta tell you, I gotta be careful. I don't want to make enemies, but yeah, I like Northern men.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable shout. I think that's a very reasonable shout.
Solid. Just, yeah.
Where did you meet him?
At a wedding.
Yay! We love a trashy wedding meet cute.
Well, Haley Ellis, a very talented, lovely, hilarious comedian. Yeah. Was trying to hook us up for a long time because we had never met. We were both comedians. We never met. Just like, doing different gigs. Even though I lived in Manchester, then I moved to London. It was when I moved to London that I met him.
No way.
So then I'd always go back to Matt. But it worked out well because then I had a home in Manchester and London. Yeah.
That is nice.
Honestly, like the universe was just like, okay.
Denying the sexual tension of like a slightly long term. It's not easy. Like, you know, like you got to wait to get on the train to see them. Like there's like those things that like, they seem annoying, but they actually can be an aid, right?
Time apart is the key because at least you're living your own lives and then you get to come back and be like, I have things to tell you and stories to share and like you're not like, oh, cereal again, hey, like there's beauty in it.
That's so nice.
Need to meet someone at a wedding. That's the plan.
It was Katie Mulgrew and Lee Martin's wedding. It was a cool wedding.
That's like, so funny.
I know.
I'm trying to think if you should meet somebody at a wedding. Helen
Well, I keep going to family weddings. That's really tricky. Because the last family wedding I went to was my cousin Pete and his wife Astrid's wedding. And my aunt was like, my son's good looking. And I was like, he's my first cousin. Like, and then she was like, well, maybe you could just date together. And I was like, no, obviously not. That's really fucked up. And then she just like really was like pushing on the best man on me. Like that was like the main thing of the wedding. But I think family weddings is tricky to hook up with someone. Because I'm not into the second cousin. I'm not going to be a bitch about it. But like first cousin, there's a line, right?
I'd say cousins, generally.
What would Granny say? Not much, she's dead. But like, if she was here.
Yeah, you don't want to disappoint the dead woman goodness. For goodness
You know,
sake.
I joined Hinge again for the first time in ages. Yeah.
See, look, okay, so I hadn't done a lot of, you know, I locked it down. Sorry. Oh yeah, I keep forgetting. I was lucky enough to like, you know, I missed a lot of, I think I did Badoo for a while anyway.
What's Badoo?
Oh, it was a real obscure. It was a real
Andrew's
obscure
had a moan.
It was just, I don't know. Anyway.
Badoo.
Badoo. Badoo. If it's still out
it's like
there.
It's like a yellowy sort of logo app. I'll show you. Hang on.
I know. It was a really.
What's its niche?
Well.
Love.
Oh, they've changed the logo. Sorry.
Love.
But what's, you know the way they always have like an angle?
Oh, yeah.
What's Badoo's?
Maybe either really dirty people or people like me who are afraid to commit into the world of like dating apps. I was like, well, no one's really going to find me on Badoo. Like, I just thought it was a really,
like a practice app.
Yes. Yes.
Dip your toe with Badoo. Is it?
Dip your toe with Badoo. That's a good logo. That's a good slogan.
What is theirs?
And then it's going to turn into a foot fetish.
Create connections with people near you. That's all it says.
Yeah.
Were you by any chance accidentally on a networking app?
Like a LinkedIn.
Wow, I met some forward people on that networking app. And I'm also disappointed I didn't get hired because
you did the work.
I did the work. I earned the diamonds.
That's so funny. So you skipped most of that.
Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah, it was good. So yeah, weddings. Weddings are good. But so yeah.
And how is the Hinge re-entry going?
Yeah.
So I decided because I'm manifesting now. I manifest. Me and my friend Gwyneth did a manifestation board. We talked about it in the extras last week.
You can do it. They work.
Do they? Right.
Yes.
Because I've been very ambitious on this manifesting. Uh-huh. I put some simple things on it, like go on holiday to Mexico. And it's like, oh, great. Tick, 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 done. And then I put things on it like have a good relationship with food, which feels like son, right? That's exactly the right response.
I like what you're doing. Good phrasing, good
everyone
wording.
Like, I'm going to have a good relationship with food. I'm going to enjoy it and not use it as a punishment every now and again. Like, can you imagine if I was like, I manifested it, so I guess it's all done now.
But no, but I do think the thing for me, it's not like I think manifesting. It's not, I don't think it's like you put it out to the universe, it will come to you. But what I do think is if you in pushing it out to the universe, you're very clear on what you want.
Yes.
I think you head more purposefully in that direction. So you're more likely to get it. Like I think really honing in on exactly what you want, especially out of a specific time frame, means you tend to actively pursue that.
And there is a time frame. This is 2024 in the middle of my manifestation board. That's so great. It has to be this year.
But yeah, even, you're focusing.
Even, and it says
like,
love.
Have a healthy relationship with food. Is better than like lose weight, like try to accept myself. Like I think even that phrasing is so good because it does the thing. I had a therapist say this really annoying thing to me and he was like, I don't really feel like you talk about it like a relationship, but it is a relationship.
Yeah.
Like it's like, is it hurting you? Is it harming you? Is it helping you? Is it empowering you? Is it distracting you? Like these are all things you would ask about somebody with whom you had such a toxic dynamic.
Yeah.
But you're not doing that with food. And I was like, fuck. So I think the specificity is
I'm
good.
Doing it so badly with food at the moment. I went to do a gig on Sunday. And they were like, how are you? And I was like, I'm just in a horrible way. Because you know, I'm addicted to those Buldak Korean noodles.
Yeah.
I had this like, Sunil was like, can you get some Buldak noodles? But the only ones you could find were 2 times spicy. But I'd run out of like cream cheese to like try and dull down the flavour. Yeah. I was like, I don't need to wax my arsehole, let's put it like that. Like, I'm just fucking rinsing myself. Like, but I can't stop eating them
because
MSG in it.
I wish you could see Alison's nod. It's vacant, it's left the building. It's
I'm taking it in.
I know it's going to make me feel sick.
It's a nod that's gone to a safe place.
But I can't not have it. Mm-hmm. And it's just punishing.
Yeah, I know. Look, I am with you, right?
Like, that and the 2 Domino's pizzas I swear is going to be for lunch on Wednesday, but it bloody isn't.
Oh, it's not. Look, I tried.
Am I right? Oh, yeah. Now I'm into weed gummies. Fuck me. That Pizza Hut
now
large
you're talking my
crust.
Talk. I didn't know if I was, like, some people don't, but, like, look, I'm from Canada.
You're Canadian. We knew you were going to talk about it. It's okay. We budgeted for this.
It's like, it is a different thing. I just think it's a lot better than alcohol. I think there's less of a depressive swing. I think booze makes you swing it.
So true.
And don't let people say, then you'll just want to eat. Well, guess what I ate before? Like, yeah. I've been fat all my life. Okay?
And the food tastes better. Can we say that?
Yeah.
It's magical.
Yeah,
it's
it is
so
good. And you get a giggle and it's, I don't know. I just want it to become legal here. I would like it to become the industry that it is in Canada, where you walk into a dispensary and it's like entering an Apple store.
Yes.
And someone greets you with an iPad and they're like, how can I help you? Are you looking for something sativa or do you want indica? Are you a CBD perhaps?
So I don't know what that means, but the ones
exactly
that like, I was
strains,
like,
strains
I
of plant.
Have, oh, is it?
I will say, by the way, weed is not good for me. My brain goes like,
look, not for everyone.
Yeah.
Mine is like, reaction 1, puke. Reaction 2, paranoia. Reaction 3, so sad.
Yes. And I would never want sadness. That's what booze is for me. I enter a world of like, like it just happens eventually. Yeah.
So I think I'm not my drug, but I also agree that it should be legal.
It's just, why not?
Yeah.
Come
if
on.
Alcohol is, it's crazy that it's not.
And people are like, you're going to legalize weed and not other drugs? Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
That's what I said.
That's exactly
did I stutter?
What
I'm so I'm manifesting being a pothead.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm going to be a stoner who finds
really
love,
fun.
A good relationship with food, and also, according to manifestation board, I'm going to be moving a lot in my body and swimming. Haven't done it yet. But also, I'm going to get a script. I'm going to get a sitcom deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's just like going to happen really soon because I've manifested it. But the love one, to go back to that, I'm worried I haven't done it right because Gwyneth said, who I did it with, that you need to be really specific. That's what our friend did.
Yeah.
You've got to be really specific as to what you're looking for. And I sort of ran out of time with collaging. I didn't get too specific.
Yeah.
And I'm worried, like, I need to, like, redo it because it just says, like, find someone. And the main thing, this is really sad because it's actually out in my room and I hid it when people came over for New Year's Eve. So I was like, this is too personal, right?
No,
like,
obviously, you've got to put that away.
So like, but I put it back up and it's like, it's fine, my housemate sees it. But it's like, what I'm looking for is someone who loves me at the same time I love them at the same amount, right? Because I've never had those two things match up. But then it's like, I think I took it too earnestly. And then when I was setting up my Hinge, I put that as what I'm looking for.
No,
it's too earnest.
No.
It's too earnest. Because I got no matches for 2 days.
That's crazy. Take that down.
I think it was.
Take that down.
I have. It was too earnest. It was too
take that
sweet
down immediately, Helen.
It was too pure. Because the thing is, it's true. But if I saw someone else like that, I'd be like, oh, lame.
Yeah. Well, I am worried about the man that'll come to that.
Like, I know.
Yes. Right?
Yes. Like, no.
Don't get me wrong. You're being honest. You're doing all the right things. But I'm like, oh, I don't know. Yeah. Not yet.
I haven't found my balance between you're my truth strongest, and manifesting.
Yeah, yeah.
And my Hinge profile. It's not quite matching up. Yeah. So Neil said I had to do it with you, Catherine. Because, you know, we met up for a coffee, like, was it last week?
Yeah, I'd have liked to get into it.
And he was like, I think you should sit down with Catherine.
Did he know that you had written that in the bio at the time?
He had read through it and laughed at it with a friend.
You should talk to Catherine immediately.
Yeah, you should talk to another person.
You should talk to a woman about that. I don't think this is my area to speak about.
And what it to me, what I just want somebody who loves me at the time that I love them might read as is.
Oh no, don't go on.
Never mind.
It's okay.
It just might read as,
when is it my turn? Just once.
Mm-hmm. I just think you're more comfortable with yourself than that makes you seem, which is like, you're obviously just saying you're open to love and it'd be nice if it works out. But
it also doesn't help that it's Hinge, so it also has like, want children.
Yeah.
looking for a monogamous long-term relationship. Yeah. Like all those things.
I just think the bio's the place to be a bit breezy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's a space to just vibe and chill. Hey. Yeah, like, yeah. Hey girl. Just a little more chill.
Once we finish the episode, do you guys mind having a quick look over it, maybe?
Yeah, I'll look. I mean, don't take my advice, but I would love. I say don't take my advice, and I give advice on a show. I'm like, I will look at it. But at least you're going to totally eliminate ones that are not for you. So this is good.
Yeah.
But I agree. Mm. It should be less like, crazy.
Desperate, less desperate.
No,
should we
I don't
say
want
that?
Even say desperate. That is a bad.
Just less serious, I think.
Yeah.
Can you just see how confused? Because the manifesting, I haven't written all this down, but it's like Catherine, me spoken about it. What I want is to. So I'm in Mexico right now when this podcast comes out. Mm-hmm. Have my holiday, but speak to someone on Hinge, come back, date them. Yeah. And then just as we're falling in love, I fly to Australia to do a 6-week tour there. And they're craving me the entire time. And then I come back and have the best sex I've ever had. Okay. And then it's just love from that point forwards. And I've got a date for my friend Fee's wedding in August.
Okay. Yeah.
And then by that point, we'll be long term.
It's a pretty Fee specific plan, FYI.
It is.
It's Fee heavy.
But then I'll be long term by the time it gets around to Christmas next year. And then we don't have to do Christmas with my family or his family. We can go to Vietnam.
Vietnam, even.
And also, because of my healthy relationship with food, I'll be able to go down those tunnels that the little Vietnamese men went down. And I'll be able to go on that tour. Yeah.
Are you going to get shorter because of your healthy relationship with food?
Oh, I hope not. No. Goodness, no. No. No.
I always want to be tall.
No, 6 foot, that'll work for me.
47 minutes ago, you seemed like you thought manifesting worked.
Look, I do. I do. And even the way you catch yourself, you're like, I need to be more clear. I need to, you know, the fact that you're even analyzing all of this, Helen, and having these moments, good.
Thank you.
You're creating a better picture.
Yeah. Have you ever manifested something and it's worked?
One time, accidentally.
Stop.
Say more.
Well, okay, it's so silly. It's silly. I was in university and I was in a play and there was one of the directors. He was kind of like the student director. Mm. And I just kind of had this like, oh, this is so lame.
No, it's great.
But I had this moment where I was like,
drama university. Yeah.
He's going to come to me and tell me that like, I'm really nailing this and like, it is exact and I'm doing really good. And like, because I really admired this guy. And one day at a rehearsal, he came to me and he said the exact fucking words.
You're really nailing this?
That I like made in my head. But listen, here's the thing. I didn't do that with intention. It just kind of happened. So I believe that that sort of thing can happen. But I think intention's the hard part. You know what I mean? Like then when I desperately like want something to happen, I'm like, I'm just going to see it. I'm just going to imagine it. It never works. It was such a natural, pure just. And it was just like a weird deja vu. But it was a deja vu I created in my head. And then it happened. And I think that's what manifesting is.
Like a dream coming reality.
Yeah.
Like a Disney princess. That's also a manifestation
board.
No, I
think manifesting is coming up with a goal and then breaking it down into about 15 parts in a plan that you intend to follow so that you achieve the goal.
See, that's why you're successful. Because you do that. You are good. I know. I don't know you all that well. And I know that you are. Already, I admire your organizational.
You're nice.
And
you're nice.
It's true.
But I just think if you I think that the manifesting in and of itself gives you the confidence to break down the plan, right?
Gives you timeline, goal setting.
Makes you think like, okay, what do I actually want this year? If I make, because you can't have everything. That's the other thing is I think with manifesting, you can't have it all. So it does make you prioritize and think about what you care about most.
At that time. Mm-hmm. And not forever, right? Like everything can change. Like,
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So I will have a boyfriend to go to Vietnam with by December.
I think if we have a look at the old Hinge.
Yes.
And start with... likes Vietnamese food. Rather
that's
than...
great. Because the long-term goal is to go to Vietnam. So
don't
let's...
you feel
rather
like...
than one day my prince...
I'm 32 and single my entire life. I'm just waiting for my turn. Monogamous, long-term, want children.
Likes Vietnamese food and a laugh.
Yeah, I do like to laugh.
You do like to laugh.
I should say that.
And you are fun and you have a fun life.
Yeah.
Someone is going to enjoy
you. Such a cool life.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a cool life. We're all living cool lives.
Yeah.
We are. I'm sorry. We're truth tellers. That's what we are.
Yeah.
That is what comedy is. I go on stage every night and I speak my truth and I resonate. That's what I do. That's what you do.
I tell a few fingering jokes.
Me too.
Which is also my truth.
That's my truth too.
It's my truth. Anyone who says it isn't is lying.
was maybe not paying attention for the first 6 weeks of our relationship. I was definitely doing it then. Okay?
You have some of the best fingering jokes in the country, Alison. Like, seriously. Like, you're like a top-notch finger joke teller.
Yeah, hard to agree.
Oh, my God. That's so awful. But yet, really, thanks.
Everyone's got an air of expertise. And I think yours is just amazing.
I'm pretty good at it. I have classy ones, even. Like, I have ones that are, like, I think catch people off guard because they're like, oh, what? Oh, that's good. You know? Like, it's like, it's sure, it's a fingering joke, but like...
But it's got layers.
We've all been there, right?
We love to see it. We love to see it.
Can I ask a question about your accent? Because I think I just had a little moment.
Yeah.
You know that thing that's going viral at the moment of the nan and the little girl, little like monster thing? We're like, who's that wonderful girl? Could she be any cuter? And it's a Canadian kids TV show. Is that film the same place you're from?
No.
Same town?
No, but we do generally kind of have that sing-songy. That's how you can tell the difference between American and Canadian. No offense to any Americans out there, but it is a bit more of a
shooty.
Start, stop. Yeah.
I thought it was the passport thing.
Well,
you don't want to say it.
I'm not, yeah, but it's Canadians just have a nicer tone. I said it. Oh, I've made enemies now. Sorry, Americans.
It's fine.
They know.
Are you from Toronto?
I'm from Calgary, Alberta,
Canada. Alberta!
Yeah. Fun. By the Rocky Mountains.
Whoa!
This is probably too young, but maybe some might. 1988 Winter Olympic Games. Eddie the Eagle, Jamaican bobsled team. That's where I'm from.
Holy shit!
So we made, if nothing else, we created really good memories for the world that year it was hosted.
That's so fucking cool.
Eddie the Eagle could not be more current right now. He's about to start on Dancing on Ice.
Good point.
Vote Lou Sanders.
Hey, so on this podcast, we have listeners write in. They tell us their problems.
Amazing.
We give advice. I already feel like you're going to be great at giving advice. My question is, what kind of advice giver are you?
I am one that I try to not judge. I try to affirm the steps that they've already taken, even by acknowledging the problem. I think that is always a very big step, right?
God, she's good.
That's really good.
Goosebumps.
Yeah. To have the awareness to look at something and go, I need to look at this. I need a perspective that is not my own. Also, I love giving advice because it's not my problem. And then I can think about somebody else's shit. And it's always easier to deal with other people's shit. You get such a clear picture. Like,
okay, and great. Yeah. And just before we move to the problem, because I've been looking at them instead of your eyes the whole time. How have you gotten such perfect eyebrows?
Aren't you sweet?
Are we brushing and trimming? What are we doing?
I was looking at them too.
They're
that is so mental.
Astonishing.
That
What's
is
happening?
So funny. Yeah, I do a little brush and trim. Look, I wish I hadn't trimmed. Look, 1992 was a rough year for all of us.
Yeah.
If you were a woman and alive, they really encouraged you to rip out your eyebrows.
Yeah.
And it was just a line. So it took a lot of work.
I had them waxed in the hospital when I was born. They were like, absolutely not. This baby's not going into the world with those. That's fucking mental. Rip them off.
Yeah. Get them out. Get them out of there.
Terrible.
No, it's embarrassing. Pierce her ears and rip her eyebrows off. Now she's my baby.
And a bow on the head. Bye.
Enter the world. world.
My friend Carmen Train, which is like an amazing stand-up in Germany. You've got to go see her if you live there. But she used to have this amazing joke about like everyone's always piercing little baby girls' like ears so they know that it's a baby girl that's constantly piercing. And it's like, you can tell by looking in her eyes. There's no hope. So sad. Nice. It's so it's true. Nice.
But wait, so how are we doing it?
Okay, so...
Are you doing them yourself?
Yeah, I've always done my own eyebrows. I've always...
Holy shit.
Because I just... I don't trust others. Like, I've been through a lot. It's taken a while.
I accidentally had mine permed 3 weeks ago. I totally get it.
Did you perm your eyebrows?
No, accidentally. I didn't know what the word was. And, yeah.
She went in for lamination.
A lamination, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's not been a success. Yeah. Put them back? Yeah, that's it. That's my girl.
Fine, but you've still got them. You've got lots of eyebrows.
Yeah,
great.
Permed. I've got permed eyebrows.
But so you're doing a brush?
Yeah, so I pluck, right?
Yeah.
And then I also have entered the world of shaving a little bit of that, like I'll dermaplane at home and also dermaplane
around.
So you can tidy up, yeah, or which also saves you a little pluck now and again.
Yeah.
Sometimes I go and get a threading if it's a couple of ladies that I trust, but like, you know.
Okay.
And yeah, I do. I do a little brush up. I'll do a tiny trim. I used to be an over trimmer, so it like went in down too much.
Yeah.
So I've really held back, and I even allowed myself to go through an awkward phase where they were all a mess at the front.
What are you trimming with?
A very tiny pair of scissors.
Sewing scissors.
Yeah.
Or like a nail scissors?
Yeah.
Okay, fabulous.
Yeah.
God, they're amazing.
Yeah, that's really nice. Thanks
actually really hard to look away. I am sorry. I'm sorry. I feel like I've been making what must feel
really
like
nice.
Intense eye contact, but it's actually just like real, like me trying to get into the bones of what's going on
it's
there.
It's really sweet. Like, I thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
A pleasure.
Now and again, I use growth serums because I always try to get longer lashes. Oh,
me
people
too.
Have good lashes.
I'm constantly
I'm
using
of...
the growth stuff, and they're so expensive, and they never quite have worked for me.
No, but
I didn't even know we trimmed our eyebrows until like literally a couple of years ago. Like this is mad.
Yeah. It's weird what we're expected to. Yeah,
like,
there's a lot
eyebrows.
Going on. We've got to stay busy. We must stay busy, or else we'll have time for revolt. Now, Andrew, tell us, please, what's the problem?
If that's true, I'm going to be really pissed off.
It is true. That is you true, start getting angry now. Okay, problem.
Didn't you say you read the Beauty Myth?
I read the Beauty Myth, but I said it was trying to keep us poorer, not revolt.
Both. It could be both.
Oh my God, they're stopping us from figuring out the equal pay thing.
For everything. They're stopping us from everything.
Yeah.
No offense, men are great.
Who was it I read?
They're not listening, it's okay.
Who was it who was saying we're allowed to wear those female, the future's female t-shirts because it's not true? But if it were actually a real threat, then there's no way they'd be selling the t-shirts.
The future's not female?
I don't know that it is, babe.
It will be if we continue to stand by one another.
This is the Alison June Smith backstage or just a drink
I
conversation.
I know, she's so supportive.
Women are supporting women more
We've
and more
We've never had
now.
A network before. We're beginning to have a network. Look at what's happening right now. I'm sitting down with you guys on a podcast. For years and years and years, again, no offense, men, but it was dudes able to pass off things to other dudes. For the first time ever in the world of comedy and probably business and probably there is more of a network. And so we are able to go, I share.
Yeah.
I share. Yeah. Before, we were pitted against each other. It was like, Highlander, there can only be one. Like,
really
only
could,
one,
yeah.
And then no room for... Same with all business, same
that
with everything.
That film is mad. What a reference. I know. During a beautiful speech about like, feminism for women, you referenced the film Highlander.
Highlander. Yeah.
I liked it. I've never seen it, but I felt like I was there.
They got to chop off one another's heads. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah. Like, I'm sure...
Yeah.
Even, like, it was like... Even before me, I'm sure the women back in the days in any industry, you know, comedy or whatever, were like, like you were just so.
But also, it wasn't untrue. There really was just finite space. Like they weren't imagining it. Now we have to trust that that's not true.
Yeah.
And
continue to make it.
Support. And then, of course, kinda, but also support.
And we're getting
other.
There like so slowly because it's like you can do all female lineups, but I'm yet to do an all female lineup that isn't been called like Chuckle and Cunt.
That's what I mean.
Funny Birds. Like, you know, like it's always
Chuckle and Cunts, awesome.
So whimsical.
Chuckle and Cunts would attend that.
I would
okay,
go
yeah,
to Chuckle and Cunts.
We'd all perform at Chuckle and Cunts. Like,
oh my God, if we do Chuckle and Cunts, anyone who shows up to Chuckle and Cunts is my kind of cunt.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Should we start running Chuckle and Cunts? We'll do the London version. You can do the Manchester
Please
version.
Please do.
Could you
I want people to be like, it's rowdier than Jonglers used to be.
Those cunts are chuckling like, fuck.
You better have a tight five finger. Like, if you got 5 minutes on
fingering. You don't have a period joke, bro?
What?
It'd be so good.
Could you imagine? That would be the greatest thing
Wouldn't
ever.
It be amazing?
Women going fucking crazy for it. Like, yeah. Like, they yeah. did, like, it would just be the energy. It's like a strip show.
That
but
would
just
be phenomenal.
Like,
discounts if you're on your period.
Can I just really quickly can I point out that we were just saying like how good it would be just like an all-female lineup just happens to be an all-female lineup and now all three of us are like
let's smell them to see if they're on the
we can't blame the men for everything, but we do hold ourselves back sometimes as well. I'll say that, like, we had the opportunity in this podcast to discuss anything, equal pay, the future, and we discussed Alison's eyebrows and her engagement to a man.
They're fucking
and
winning.
And that's also
they're
on
winning.
Us. Yeah. We could have discussed anything,
sure.
Catherine.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I do also regret saying that we could have a discount for women on their periods and then following it up with sniff tests.
Yeah, that was a shame as well.
I don't feel good about any of it. Let's listen to a listener problem. Okay, we're not proud of
and
ourselves.
Promise to do better?
Yes.
Promise to do better.
I promise to do better.
I promise to do better.
Because the future could be female. That's a new version of the t-shirt.
Thank you.
Listen, female...
I mean, should be definitely, but like, okay, we can
but
make
could.
It happen.
Female's an option. Could be a thing. Yeah. It's definitely one of the options.
It is a strong option.
Yeah.
Consider us.
Give us a go.
For your consideration, female.
Yeah, one.
This is a problem from H.
Hi, H.
And I've picked this for their geographical relevance to this podcast.
H, come on, let's hear it.
For H is an Irish boy and says, thank you, Catherine, for flying the flag for us and consistently correcting those heinous English for their wrongdoings, to put it lightly.
A pleasure, H. No bother.
Once again, to quote Alan Partridge, if you can afford to immigrate, you can afford to eat at a moderately priced restaurant. Continue.
You're a turd.
Go on.
I, 25 male gay, have no friends or social group.
No!
I've recently returned to my native Dublin after studying in the UK and Canada. I've landed my absolute dream job.
Yay, congrats.
I love my job and feel so blessed.
No.
Professionally, I'm killing it. However, now that I'm living back at home, I don't need to tell Catherine how stupid Dublin rent is, I remember why I left Dublin in the first place. Everyone my age is moving to Australia. I have zero social life and I'm so fucking lonely. My parents are out more than me. Aww. I started my new job for a major Irish company. I shouldn't say the name, but it's Whopper. And 10-year-old me would be over the moon.
Wait. Is Whopper the name of the company?
No, I think that's like a... Sorry.
No, it means it's probably like Guinness or... it's like a big Irish
it's
company.
It's a big one. It's a Whopper.
It's Aer Lingus. Yeah. It's Aer Lingus.
Or a PwC or something. I don't
could be Burger King.
Yeah, like a Whopper burger. Yeah. No, that's American.
I wonder who it is. Go on.
The Catholic Church. It's a big industry.
Why is my social life as a gay man down? I don't get it.
Anyway, I love the job at CV and the CV effect it will have for me. However, I am so lonely with zero friends. Aww. And there's no social life in this job. Despite my best efforts, I can't make friends. I know both of you get a lot of questions about becoming comedians, etc. However, what would you say to someone who is a junior corporate role for a big international company?
Okay.
And loves it, but is so sad and lonely. Mm. There is nothing for me beyond my job here. Dream role, but I'm miserable outside the office. Should I stick it out, go back to Canada, move to Australia? Please help. Love you both. Thank you for taking the time to read this email. Even if it's not featured, please know that I love you all dearly. Lots of love, H.
Aww. H, that's so nice. I have so many thoughts.
I want to make you so many
May
friends.
May I?
Yeah, go
please,
for it.
Please.
So what you need to know, by the way, is that there is the... Dublin is like one of the most expensive places to live at the moment in Europe. I think possibly the most expensive in Europe. We're also having a crisis of loneliness. It's the most lonely city for young people in the world at the moment. It is... really like a dire situation. So H, you're first of all not wrong, crazy or alone, which I think is heartening, right? Like it's like definitely an issue that you
so
are feeling the consequences
sad.
Of and I'm so sorry you are. But a huge number of young people go to Australia because the working conditions are better, the pay is better, and you might actually see the sun, and also because rent and moving out of your parents' property is so implausible for a lot of people at the minute. I know that sounds like it's exactly the same as in London, but what I will say is I think it's much more broken into city and suburbs in Ireland. So you have, like, it's quite difficult to socialise if you live at your parents' house. You probably live much less centrally than you might here. But anyway, all of that is to say, I think you should stick it out for at least a year so that it looks good on your CV. But I think two things. One, corporate environments have one benefit, which is that they want you to only have work in your life, which means they also facilitate a lot of socializing in work, which I know sounds naff, but it's definitely better than no socializing. So my tip is, you are a gay 25-year-old man. There is not a committee in that building that won't want you to join. May I strongly recommend finding the proactive women who will be there and making friends with them. Join your committees.
But did they say there was no like social life at work?
Outside of work.
Outside of work. No, but in work,
I know, but I'm saying find the networks. Find the like queer network. Find the set one up. Find the sports team if there's one in work. Also, can I say, Ireland's really good for adult sports clubs. There's shit loads. Like loads of my friends play tag rugby. Loads of my friends play football. Loads of my friends play five-a-side. I think strongly recommend finding out what your local sports team is. Also, I don't want to stereotype. There's a shitload of great adult choirs in Dublin, all of which are outside of work hours.
Now, here we go. Here we go. Choirs.
Loads
yeah.
of them. Because listen, people had crises of faith. They didn't lose their voices. People are ready to sing. Where are we going on a Sunday? So there's definitely those. Those are all good options for you. What I would also say is, if you work a really good corporate junior job, position, I think you would not, you shouldn't want to move out of your parents' house into something unaffordable like living alone, but maybe you should look into the plausibility of living with some strangers your own age, even in a big house share. Maybe it's not ideal, maybe you try it, but it might be a really good way to find friends. That's what my sister did when she moved back to Dublin.
That's interesting.
She lived in a bigger house share and suddenly, because she had lived in London for a while and also similarly was in a similar position, and look, you don't need to spend loads on it, obviously. I mean, it will be expensive. It'll be more expensive than it should be. But it's a thought before you give up on Ireland entirely. That said, you couldn't pay me to live there. Good. I feel like I should cut that out, but that's just my truth because... but that's because when I think I went and I came to quite a formative place in my life, Ireland was... I feel like it hurt me. Like, because it was... way more homophobic than it is now, and I needed it. I needed it to rally, and it didn't. But London did, and that is entirely specific to me, and not actually about the place, which is great. But those are my tips, Alison.
Well, it's interesting. So I agree. I want to totally back up. I agree with the idea of a year at a job. Right? Put it on the resume. When I graduated from university and became a teacher, I immediately did not want to do that. I got offered a high school drama teaching position. I didn't want it. I didn't want it because I wanted to be an actress, right? But my dad was like, 1 year.
Yeah.
You take that, you do your 1 year, and at least it's a year. So I agree with that completely. That being said, if you go, okay, I'm going to start there, I commit to a year here. Obviously, it makes sense if you're going to be at home. Either your keys are save money or, like you said, go find a social life.
Yeah.
If you decide to stay home and save money and like do the year, I would like you to promise yourself an out date.
Yeah.
Where you make a decision. I don't know if it's Australia or Canada, but if you go, I can't stay here. Also, you're young. And I will say, now's the time to do things. Because the older you get, the harder it will get. The more commitments you will have. So not to make any decisions. You make your own decisions. But like... You know, when you're young, that's when it's easy. Change, you adapt. Things are new.
So true. Like moving country. And
yeah,
things.
That's true.
You know, so like, you know, I can say like if I was in your shoes, I'd go the year, save money, and then make my decision, but definitely have an out date.
And we're talking to a doer. This is someone who's already moved and lived in Canada.
Yeah, well
like
able.
Someone
well
who's
able.
Already like able to
also look
pick
at,
up and go.
Look at the industries. Like you go, I want to go back to Canada. Look, a lot of things have changed after COVID. Like all environments have changed.
Yeah.
So wherever you, is, does it make more sense for you with what you do to go to Australia or does it make more sense with what you do to go to Canada? Like research.
Yeah.
Figure that out. But like I would say out date. Always
see, I'm a
yeah,
little bit
more...
Yeah,
and it's like a nice comfort blanket, I think, as well. It's just like a little bit of reassurance for the bad days.
Yeah.
I'm a bit more like Pocahontas talking to Grandma Willow. I know I tried to give you advice based off this recently. I'd say follow your heart. You know, wherever the leaves go, it's just around the river bend.
Are those two different
Colours
songs?
Of the Wind. It's an amalgamation. It's like a montage.
Right.
and I say just book that flight now. Get out to Australia tomorrow. You know, it's just a job.
I agree.
Yeah.
You go to Australia, you don't like it. Oh, take off, go to Canada then.
I
you
don't
are
think
young.
The only job I stayed in for over a year was a cafe. You know, like.
But it's his dream job. You didn't stay there because you were hoping
you
to
get to. You
don't think
I enjoyed
job.
Those free sandwiches was a part of my dream?
No, but I think this is like he...
That was a crayfish sandwich, Catherine, with mayonnaise.
I think this is his equivalent of comedy. Like, I think you have to imagine that some people enjoy corporate work.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if this is the dream job
too... Do you understand, Helen, what
no,
I just said?
No, not really. So, but yeah, but I know, right, they love the job so much.
Loves
it's
the
his
job.
Dream job.
But loneliness breeds depression. Yeah. And to be depressed at your parents' house when all your friends are away somewhere else, like...
I agree too with the idea of like joining clubs or even, hey, I'm going to say this, take a class online.
I do think that's a good idea.
Anything that fills that time that benefits you. Right? That's what we're doing right
Volunteer
now.
Volunteer for yeah. old people. Talk to them. Be friends with them. And then you won't feel any awkwardness when you leave after a year because they'll probably die.
Helen!
You won't be leaving behind a friendship group. Do you know what I mean? Because what happens if they make a friendship group and then they get stuck so they feel like, oh, I can't leave this friendship group. If it's the elderly, you're probably fine. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Or like Helen...
That's just postcards for a couple of months. And they need people to talk to because they're so lonely. I watched an advert. It was awful.
I sometimes work with HUK and it's actually really rewarding and... I don't necessarily think that they'll die, but they do often forget. So
I was going to say, Betty's not going to remember if you stop calling. She was like,
also, you know what it is. You work with old people, like, they want to die. Like, most of them do. They do. You ever speak to them properly?
Have you ever realized that you're the common denominator?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's not on my watch, babe.
Is it because I'm volunteering there that they're like, I'm ready for out?
I'll go now.
I'll go meet my maker.
Something to think about.
I'd love if you get to Dignitas in Switzerland. It's like, you have the booths or Helen Bowers just through this door.
Hello, 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 hello.
You just walk out the window.
Hi, 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 hi. Do you want to sing a song from the olden days?
Oh, dear God. Do we
it's
have one more problem?
It's a long way to Tipperary.
Oh, now
it's
I want
to. Long way.
H is too close to the edge. Leave him alone.
Okay.
Are you ready for one more problem?
Yeah, yeah, let's do it, please. Fabulous. I love her.
Oh, and let us know what you decide, H. Actually, I want to hear that.
Yeah,
oh,
please do. Yeah, I would. Yeah. And good for you. You've got lots of options, and you sound like you'll make the right decision no matter what.
I agree. So, yeah.
I really do.
Having lots of options, you've already done something very smart because I think limiting those are when it gets tricky.
Yes.
Well done. Guys, Alison Jean Smith, everybody!
Hey.
Woohoo! A question for our listeners. Yes. Where can they find you? You have a podcast?
I do have a podcast and a tour. Yeah.
Tell us about both, please.
Okay. So WTB, Women Talking Bollocks with Maureen Younger and Jen Brister.
Yes.
Yeah, it's great. We love it. It's great. We don't actually talk testicles at any point.
well, you couldn't. Come on. I mean, stick to what you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And then, I'm doing this is my first time doing a UK tour. Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
It's just a teeny little one. But look, if you have ever seen me and you enjoy me, please do come out. Mm-hmm. I think my first one is Newcastle, which sold out.
Very
nice.
Exciting.
Too
nice?
Late, guys.
That's very nice.
But I will be in Birmingham and Sheffield and Nottingham and Chester and I think Brighton and... I'm going to keep just kind of going along to see, you know, but this is fun. Social media and things like this make it a whole new world for some of us comedians, right? Because not everyone's going to be on radio or TV, but there's a lot of really great comedians out there. And so because of social media and podcasting, it changes the lives. So this is why the first time in my whole comedy career, I'm like, okay, I'll do a tour, right? Because I just thought,
if you haven't seen Alison, she's so funny.
Strong recommend.
A brilliant comedian. It's just going to be like an hour of just pure smiling and just joy and just fun. So if you want a really good night out or you know someone who's having a bit of a shitty time and just needs a good night out, just go see
Alison. If you want to say, oh, that's good.
That is good.
Then
you can still be classy. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll tag Alison in all the posts. If you want to see her socials, just click on them. And thank you so much.
Yes, thank you,
pleasure.
Alison.
Thank you
for coming. Yeah. Helen, huge news. Is the executive lounge feeling a little fuller to you today?
Is it?
Probably, because we've got another exec producer.
Ah! Yay!
Thank you. Thank you to Simon Moores, Guy Goodman, Mary Fox, Annie Tanner, Sarah Deacon, Oliver Jago, Anthony Conway, Matthew Thomas, Madeline Quinn, and our new arrival, Grace O'Reilly.
Is that Irish? That's got to be.
Surely.
Religious first name, I don't know. Hello.
No mind if we do. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, guys, and thank you for all your support. We genuinely couldn't do it without you.
How do you say thank you again?
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Gurth Mahogath.
Nope. Got further away. But that, thank you.
Thank you. And then also to our producers in the producer lounge, we got Richard Bicknell, L, Richard Bold, Sadie Cashmore, Zoe, Rachel Page, Helen A, Abby Wharf, Luke Bright, Kate. Oh my God, do I need glasses? No, we can't do this now. Dean Mitchell, Anthony, Sophie Chivers, Kerry Sooth, Carrie Soothy, Sweeve, Victoria Hutchinson. Please, everyone, please, 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 let me try. Becky Fox, Tim and Dom, Raya Fink, Cordelia, Amy O'Riordan, Matt Sims, Tristan, Taz, Stephanie Katlatia, Charlie A, KC, Anthony.
Taz, who just sent us all the gifts.
Wait, are there two Anthonys? Hayley Worf, Worf, Vuf. Claire Owen Jones, Harold Van Dyke, which always makes me smile. David Walker, Jess and Nick, Rachel R, Neil Redman, Sarah and Morley, Tina Lindsay, Graham Marsh, Leah Overend. Overend. There's a joke in that. I'll think about it. Liz Fort, like over and
yeah,
like,
it,
yeah.
I got it, yeah.
Something with like an ass, maybe. Or a boat. We'll work it.
I'm sure she's never heard it before and definitely gives us her money so that we'll mock her like she was
Leah,
in school.
Leah, let us know if you've got a good one for us. Chloe, Emily G and Goza. Shut the fuck
Who?
Up. Goza, is that like short for Godzilla? No.
No.
That can't be. No, he's just got a film out. He's busy. He's not listening to podcasts.
But maybe he's flushed and he wants to spend it on his favourite podcast.
Goza. Okay, is Goza, are we thinking like a really fun non-binary person or a lad from Essex who's got a nickname from school that they've never got rid of
and madly into
themselves
us.
As Goza?
Oh yeah, you're right.
I'm Goza.
Oh my God.
Don't ask
nice.
Why.
Oh my gosh, so fun. Thank you all so much for supporting the podcast. We really couldn't do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And
thank
remember
you, thank
that,
you.
Yes, I struggled with the names today, but that's because we've had a break.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
If you're thinking of ways to spend your money that might help people in the arts, then please support our podcast on Patreon. And also, you can give very little. You can give £3 a month. You can give £5 a month. But there's a whole back catalogue. Why not
there
get in there?
So many extras.
We'd love to have you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com